A Georgia town has its own idea of gun control. But wait until you hear what it is. It comes from WXIA-TV.
You could easily pass right through Nelson, Georgia, and not even know it. But this town of 1,300 people just may be ready to introduce itself to the world with a bang.
Most everybody that lives here, that are original residents here, have always had firearms.
The Nelson City Council has given preliminary approval to a law that would require the head of every household to maintain a firearm and ammunition. One member of City Council acknowledges the law wouldn't be enforced. It's a message to Washington lawmakers who want to further restrict gun ownership.
Our government at the moment, they want to take as much away from us as they can.
The proposal is patterned after the Kennesaw ordinance that supporters insist has helped lower crime there. If city leaders in Nelson give their version final approval, people like felons and paupers would not have to own a weapon, as well as anyone opposed to maintaining firearms. Still, Nelson's Lamar Kellett says his town is going too far.
I mean, what's the point? By their own admission, this is a sham ordinance. It's just for play.
The proposed law is part of a campaign led by the chairman of the local Tea Party.
We want to take this countywide and then statewide to other counties and to other states.
Supporters here say Nelson doesn't have a crime problem, and they want to keep it that way by giving criminals second thoughts about a town and its guns.
The city council will take a final vote next month at a meeting that's bound to draw more than the typical crowd.
Okay, I bet it will. Now, it's very interesting that mandatory gun ownership seems to coincide, or not mandatory gun ownership, but comprehensive gun ownership seems to result in lower crime than comprehensive gun control. Now, I'm not all that surprised because I just don't understand the liberal mentality on this. The idea that if you make guns illegal or next to impossible to obtain is somehow going to keep them out of the hands of a criminal rather than the hands of a law-abiding person. But the Ben Stein, the actor, economist, essayist, novelist, all around contrarian, a pretty good guy. He has places in Malibu and in Idaho and I think Washington, D.C. I know he's back there all the time. He's the son of Herb Stein, the legendary economist. So he grew up in D.C. And he said, in Idaho, almost everybody has a gun, and many have AR-15s, and there's no crime. Everybody's safe, and here's the important thing: everybody's safe, but people aren't on edge either. It's not like I've got my gun. Don't you even think of coming onto my property? No, it's just I've got a gun. It's there if I need it, and the rest of life just plays out. It would just be bizarre for someone to, if somebody is insulted or someone gets looked at the wrong way in a restaurant or cafe, that some guy's going to pull out his gun in these towns where gun ownership is taken for granted. That just doesn't happen. They don't attach that kind of mentality. That kind of culture does not follow. But Ben Stein said, now, in L.A., which has pretty strict gun controls, I feel much less safe, and there's lots more gun violence. And then you go to Washington, D.C., and there's even tighter gun controls and even more gun violence. And more important than that, less a sense of safety, less a measure of people feeling safe. I'm glad to see that little Nelson, Georgia, is pushing something like this. I'm glad that they're pushing back.